On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM, and with the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Ishmael Khawaja. Theresa May has said the UK can't arrest its way out of the problem of violent youth crime during a Downing Street summit on the issue.
It's a challenge that affects us as collectively as a society, and it's a challenge that as a society we need to rise up to and to deal with. We cannot simply arrest ourselves out of this problem.
Frontline workers in schools, hospitals and police stations could be held accountable if they fail to spot warning signs of violence among young people. But the Royal College of Nursing is worried about the extra workload on an overstretched NHS. And the National Education Union says cuts have hit services designed to divert children away from trouble. It comes as police are investigating three separate stabbings in Kent over the weekend. A man and two teenage boys were arrested after a man was found injured in Herne Bay on Friday evening. They've since been released on bail. Another man was taken to hospital after police and paramedics were called to Tunbridge on Saturday morning, while a third man was found with stab wounds in Ramsgate early yesterday. All the victims are in their 20s.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Rail services have been suspended in parts of Kent after a person was hit by a train. Emergency services were called to Chatham Railway Station just after 11:30 this morning. Rachel's there for KMFM.
Police have cordoned off Chatham train station after an incident on the rail tracks. There are ambulance crews and police crews and fire crews around the scene. The whole front of the station's been cordoned off and it's closed to the public.
Trains between Rochester and Raynham have currently been stopped, with the delays expected for the next hour. Stay with KMFM for travel updates.
KMFM News.
A damning report on services for children with special needs and disabilities in Kent says too many don't get the help they need. It follows an inspection by Ofsted and the Care Quality Commission earlier this year, which looks at how reforms to improve care for problem pupils are being put in place. The County Council and health groups have been ordered to come up with an action plan to address the issues. They're promising to work tirelessly to put things right. MPs will vote again on what Brexit policy they want later after not one of eight options got a majority in a similar process last week. The Prime Minister is under pressure from Leave supporting ministers to back an exit without a deal, while Remainers want to stay in the customs union. Labour MP Stephen Kinnock thinks it doesn't go far enough.
Customs union only solves about 20% of the issues on the Irish border, and also if you look at the border between Turkey and Bulgaria, Turkey only has a customs union based relationship with the EU, no single market. It's a gridlock on that border.
A Folkestone woman whose six-month-old son died last year is hoping her campaign to buy cuddle cots for funeral directors will get more people talking about baby loss. The special baskets are kept cool so bereaved parents can spend more time with their little ones following their death. 25-year-old India Gibson says she wants others to have the same support she had.
By helping others, not only are we allowing them to get through what is the hardest thing they'd ever have to go through, but also it's keeping Toby's memory alive, because everything we do is for him and to make him proud.
The family of a man who went missing in Broadstairs have posted an appeal on social media to find him. Lawrence Dale was last seen at the yard of Aylwin Thanet around 9 p.m. last Friday night. You can see a picture of him at kentonline.co.uk. A window of a house in Romney Marsh has been damaged after cash, jewellery and a pig-nose amplifier was stolen. The items were taken from a property in Eastbridge Road in Burmarsh last Tuesday. And Kent's MasterChef finalist has told KMFM, despite not winning the show, she'd now love to publish her own cookbook. Police officer Delia Maria Asser lost out on Friday night to Arini after slightly undercooking a potato. But the 28-year-old from Ashford says it's been a great experience.
It's been like a bit of a dream, really. Very, very, very surreal weekend. I thought I'd be out celebrating, but really, I've just been here with my family and having about a million and one questions at me. But yeah, it's been absolutely fantastic.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Cricket and day two of Kent's warm-up match against Loughborough Uni at Canterbury is underway. They declared on 247 for 8 at the Spitfire Ground yesterday. A short time ago, the visitors were on 94 for 2. Kent's first proper game of the season is against Somerset in the County Championship from Friday. And in football, Arsenal could climb to third in the Premier League if they avoid defeat to Newcastle tonight. Unai Emery's side have beaten Chelsea and Manchester United and drawn with Tottenham in their efforts to get a Champions League spot. That's the latest. Next update at 2.